thankful that the Lord has blessed us with another opportunity to be able to come and be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5. Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, chapter number 5. Our thought today is this: weight of the word. My prayer is today, dear friends, that the holy word of God weighs heavily upon your heart. Let us be mindful that God has a will and has a desire for each and every life that's assembled here today. The Apostle Paul, in this letter to the Corinthian believers, spoke about reconciliation. Paul knew without a doubt that the first Adam failed, but the second Adam arose victorious over hell, death, and the grave. Man needed reconciliation with God. Man needed to be reconciled with his Creator. And Paul, in his letter to this church, begins to expound a very important point. Verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this message upon our heart, he began to remind me of what that he did for each and every blood-bought believer. It was God's desire that you be unioned with him, that you be unified through your faith in Jesus Christ. When you see, dear friends, the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Corinthian believers had a desire that they live and be the very best that they possibly can be. When you see, dear friends, the Bible teaches us here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 that when we put our faith and our trust in God, we became a new creature. What does that mean, Brother Lynn? That means this: you and I have been made. We have been molded. We have been restored. We have become a new creation. And I'm thankful today that by the power of God that you and I can put away the old and praise God, celebrate the new. And I believe, dear friends, that it is God's will and it is his desire that we be obedient to the word of God and apply it to our lives day in and day out, and let the word of God penetrate our hearts, our minds, and our souls, and lay heavy upon us so that we can make a difference in the world. Praise God that's around us. I believe, dear friends, that when you look here at Paul's letter, you will see and learn that Paul had a desire for the Corinthian believers to have that stimulus in their life, to have that desire about them to go out in the highways and the byways of the world, sharing the good news of the gospel. I believe, dear friends, that it is God's desire that we have a zeal about us, have a stirring of our spirit to be the person that God would have us to be. You say, Brother Lynn, what does that mean in this time in which it is and we live? I tell you, friends, if the blood of Jesus Christ had been applied to your life, you're not what you used to be. Praise be to God through the power of reconciliation. You've been made anew. And it is our prayer that the word of God lays heavy upon your heart today to compel you and to move you to be what God would have you to be. You see, dear friends, Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Oh, I want you to understand something today. Paul was not just changed on the inside, but praise be to God, that new man on the inside made its way to the outside. You say, how can that be in a day and time in which it is that we live, if we have a desire to do what it is that God would have us to do? He'll raise us up. He'll strengthen us. He'll give us, praise God, what it is that we need to live our life that's pleasing to Him. You see, dear friends, God gave Paul, as He gives us free will, He gives us a discernment to know what it is that God the Father would have us to do. And you see, dear friends, this holy word, this inerrant, perfect word, it is our prayer, and it lays heavy upon one's heart, and that we can apply it in ways that will not only make a difference in our lives, but praise God in the lives that's around us. How many times, dear friends, have we said this? You may be the only Bible that this whole world will ever see. How many of us are burdened to do what it is that God would have us to do? If it doesn't stir you and move you, praise God, there's a problem. My prayer is today that we take what God has so graciously given and use it in a tremendous way in the world that's around us. People say, Brother Lynn, I'm having difficulties. I'm having a hard time. Paul knew the strife between the two natures. The devil pulls, he yanks, and he tugs at you. But praise be to God, the Bible teaches us in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. He didn't say some things. Praise God, He said all things. And I pray today that the word weighs heavy upon your heart and enables you to be the man or the woman that God would have you to be. You say, Brother Lynn, it is so hard with the stresses and the circumstances of life. Oh, yes, it is hard, but praise His name. The Lord will help you. He will lead you. He will guide you. And praise His holy name, direct you. If we're willing. Why? Because when I accepted Him as my personal Savior, when my name was recorded in that Lamb's Book of Life, I became His, not my own anymore. Now I have that old nature. I sin, fell, and come short of the glory of God every day. There ain't one of us in here that don't fell or come short of the glory of God. Paul, this great ambassador of faith, he struggled. For he tells us in the book of Romans, he speaks of the strife of the two natures. In Romans chapter 7, I challenge you to read it and study it in great detail. But let us read a portion of it this morning. In Romans chapter 7, beginning in verse 15, Paul writes, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more that do it, but sin dwelleth in me. Oh, dear friends, Paul would write, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Oh, dear friends, what Paul was saying is that he struggles as we do. But he knew without a shout out that Paul, like we, never went and went it alone. For the Lord God Almighty, who never leaves us nor forsakes us, he gives us, praise God, what we need to rise above the pitfalls and the distresses of life. You can't do it on your own. But praise be to God, through him all things are possible. For the Bible teaches us here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18, and all things of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What's Paul saying? Is that God, he blessed me, he changed me, he brought me in union with him, and now he's blessed me with the ministry of reconciliation. You say, Brother Lynn, what is the message and the ministry of reconciliation? It is that we, that are blood-bought believers, are to be ambassadors of Christ in the world in which we live. It's God's desire for us to take this word and apply it to our lives and be obedient to its truth and to its mission and to its purpose, to see the world, praise God, change around us. But I believe that old Paul knew how that the world was. But what he had to do is what we have to do. He had to make a choice in his life to serve God. When you look at the word and you think about all the things that God blessed him to be a part of, let us remember something. When Paul was changed, when he was reconciled to God in Acts 9, and that great light came upon him on the Damascus Road, and he became not the persecutor anymore, but he became the proclaimer of the word. The word tells us, soon after, the Lord would send him off into Arabia for 3 years. Now what if Paul said to himself, I just don't want to go. I just don't want to do that. What if Paul wrestled with God? You say, Brother Lynn, does that happen yet? It happens to us all. Because you see, dear friends, the two natures are at war with one another. And one is pulling this way, and the other is pulling that way. But what makes the difference is the word and the weight of the word on the heart of the believers. I can tell you today, dear friends, if the word of God won't compel you and stir you and move you, then nothing will. But the word in Paul's heart that weighed heavy upon him enabled him to go to Arabia for 3 years and to come back after that time. But the word tells us in Galatians chapter 1 in verse 18 that he went to Jerusalem and he visited Peter. Well, you see, dear friends, it was the word and the will of God that moved him. Paul understood that he was not his own anymore. I belong to the Lord through my faith in Jesus Christ. And so do you. But you see, dear friends, when the Lord changed you and the Lord saved you and you became born again, you became a new creation. You became a new creature. You became something different. You became renewed. You wasn't just restored. You was made in the likeness of God. Being made whole. Have you ever felt half empty?
Have you ever felt despondent? Have you ever felt out of sorts or out of sync? Sure you have. You say, Brother Lynn, what's the remedy for that? What can help me? What can enable me to rise above? It's the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Oh, dear friends, as I began to focus upon that, the Holy Spirit began to remind me how that the Bible teaches us so very clear in His Word that the Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save those that was lost. John 3 and 17 tells us, for God sent His Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved, to be changed, to be reconciled with God. It's our prayer today that that weighs heavy on your heart, to be burdened for the backslider, to be burdened for those who are out of God's will, to be burdened for the lost, to have a zeal and the desire to do the things that God has wanted to do. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thine heart. What's he saying? Write it, place it upon their heart, and I can tell you today it will find a resting place. Praise God for good. The weight of the Word moves, the weight of the Word stirs. The weight of the Word changes. The weight of the Word, who is Jesus Christ, is present. The Word is with you. The Word never leaves you, nor does it forsake you. The Word that Paul was declaring to the church at Corinth was that they now, through the new creation, being made a new creature, had the Lord God Almighty indwelling there. As you see, dear friends, if you be in Christ, you're a new creature. You're a new creation. You're a new creature. All things, the old has passed away. Behold, all have become new. You see what the Word and the weight of the Word does in the life of a new creation? It does this. You no longer, praise God, have to live like you're doomed, but praise His glorious name. You can pray and seek His counsel and know you can live delivered. Deliverance came through Jesus Christ. Deliverance and salvation came through and by the Word. Paul was reassuring. Paul was encouraging. Paul was conveying to the Corinthian believers the impacting nature of the Word. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To be a part of the ministry of reconciliation, you and I today are ambassadors for Christ. You and I are the light in the world today. You and I are the ones that God has a desire to use mightily in the world that is around us. It is you and I who have been reconciled to God through our faith in Jesus Christ in the catalyst that can move this old world. Not because of my strength, not because of my might, not because of my ability, but because of the one who dwells within. The old Lynn could do nothing. But praise be to God, through the power of the Spirit, the new Lynn can do many things. You see what Paul was desiring for the Corinthian believers to know? He wanted them to know, praise his name, their hope, tremendous hope. There's joy, there's peace in knowing Jesus Christ is Lord. You remember in John chapter 3 when Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. He came seeking something, didn't he? He came as an aristocratic Pharisee. He came as one who knew the law like the back of his hand. He was considered to be a good man. Not just a good man by many, but a great man. But you remember what Jesus said, you must be born again. You must be made anew. And the word that Christ spoke to this Pharisaic leader weighed heavy upon his heart. And my prayer is today, dear friends, if we be saint or sinner, I pray that the word weighs heavy upon our heart. Because it is the word that moves us. It is the word that enables us. And it is the word that indwells the soul of a new believer, that they can know without a shadow of a doubt, and we say this many, many times, that greater He who is the Word, He that is within us, He that is in us, greater is the one who is within us than who is in the world. You say, well, what does that boil down to, Brother Lynn? I still struggle. Paul struggled. I struggle. You struggle. We all struggle. But the weight of the Word, through the discernment of the Holy Spirit, gives us the insight to know what to do. And praise God, look to Him on how to do it. See, there was a man in the Bible by the name of Joshua. And when Joshua gave his last charge to the house of Israel, he said something. And I thought about that early this morning. That Joshua, Paul, all of us have a choice to be able to make. The word weighs heavy upon our heart, showing us in the way in which it is that we are to go. And Joshua tells us in chapter 24 and verse number 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites. But listen to this, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You say, was that because he was an intellectual giant? No. Was that because he had all the answers to life's problems? No. Was that because he was a great military strategist? No. Was it because he was a wonderful leader of Israel? No. He made that decision because the weight of the word was on his heart. His mama couldn't do it. His daddy couldn't do it. His army couldn't do it. What we need in our lives today, you may not be able to do it. You may not be able to handle it. You may not be able to control it. But I can tell you today, God can. There's things in Lynn's life that's too big for Lynn. There's things in your life that's too big for you. But there is nothing too big for our Lord. That's who I choose to serve. That's who
weight that I feel on my heart. I thank God for that. If I didn't feel that pressing, Donnie, Connie, if I didn't feel that weight on my heart, if I didn't feel that tugging on those heartstrings, if I didn't feel the presence of the Lord in my life, most miserable I would be. But because I feel it, I know it's there. I know it's there. Well, the Bible teaches us that He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our present help in time of trouble. Paul was saying to the church of the Corinthians what the Word is saying to us. Through Jesus Christ, He became a new creature. Old things were passed away. Behold, all things was made anew. They have been reconciled with God. The weight of His Word was in their lives, and they could be compelled to go. What stopped? You know what stops us from being all that we can be for the Lord? Self. Self gets in the way. A trinity that Satan loves to use in the lives of God's creation. Me, myself, and I. But if we will rest upon that weight that God has put in our soul, sealed by the Spirit, things will not only become different in your life, but in the lives that is around us. The Corinthian church was a church in disarray. It was full of sin and iniquity and pain and suffering. It was a lot like our society today. But the remedy to all the Corinthian problems laid in the weight of the Word. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And what will the Lord do? He'll give rest. We need a little rest occasionally, don't we? There's no better place to rest than in God's Word. No greater companion can you have in the Holy Spirit. And our prayer is today is that the weight of the Word and the love of Jesus Christ moves you in the direction that the Lord would have us to go. Let's stand to it.